We are doing Hosea, and we are up to what's called the sixth chapter. We are really up to Pasuk Daled, but I will review what we saw in the beginning of the sixth chapter. We'll dedicate our learning this morning to Sarah Chaya Bat Yosef. The Navi had discussed that Hashem says, I will come opposite Ephraim. I personally, Hashem says, will bring about the destruction. After the Navi had discussed the different forms of idol worship and the lack of faithfulness that the Jewish people exhibited towards Hashem, so Hashem says, the time will come and I will destroy. And Hashem says, I will distance myself from you. I will remove my Shekhinah to the heavens. And then the Jewish people, when they see that things are going bad, they will say, let's return to Hashem. They will recognize that it is not the enemy's might that has destroyed them, but rather the fact that Hashem has decided that they should be destroyed. And then Hashem will heal us. Yechayenu miyumayim pasuk bet. Hashem will heal us from the two difficult periods that had come upon us, be it the exile of Egypt, or the exile of Babylon, or else we could understand this is a reference to the two exiles, the Babylonian exile and the exile we are in now. Bayom Hashlishi, and in the third period of time, Yekimenu v'nichye lefanav. He will establish us, he will help us stand, we will be healed before him for eternity, and we will not be hit again. And then we left off with Pasuk Gimel, v'neide'an yodefa, and then we will know and we will seek the knowledge. Ladat et Hashem, to know Hashem, kishachar nachon motzo, just like the morning when you see the sun starting to rise, you can rest assured it's just going to come stronger and stronger as the day progresses. So too our knowledge of Hashem will begin, and you can rest assured once we begin, v'neide'ah, Nil defa, we will continue to pursue it, to grow in our knowledge of Hashem. The yavo chageshem lanu, and the good will come to us, just like when you have a satiation of rain, kemalkosh yore aretz, just like the late rains that give satiation to the earth. So too we can be rest assured that when we seek out Hashem, things will be good for us. And now we're up to Pasuk Dalet. Ma e'ese lecha, Ephraim. Ma e'ese lecha, Yehuda. V'chasdechem ka'anan boker. V'chatal mashkim holdech. Hashem says, this is prophecy. This is the future. But what about now? What can I do for you now? Now I beg you to repent and you refuse. What good can I do for you? You don't have merits. Chasdechem kanan boker. Whatever kindness you have, you show and you say, look, we've done this, that's good. We've done that, that's good. But the truth is, it's like the clouds of the morning. Sometimes in the morning you look outside, you see clouds, and really the sun is going to break through those clouds and there will be no rain. V'chatal, and it is like the dew, mashkim olech, that early in the morning the sun causes it to evaporate. So early in the morning, mashkim olech, it leaves. So too, you, God turns to the Jewish people and says, even if you do something right, you don't hold on to it for long. If you do tshuva, it's a short-lived tshuva. If you do kindness, it's short-lived kindness. So Hashem says, Ma'e selecha, what can I do on your behalf? If I could, I want to make it good for you now. But right now, you haven't fixed your ways. Al-kein, chatzavti banevim, haravtim, ve'imrefi, Umishpatecha, oh yeitze. Hashem says, being that these are your ways, I have cut down with the prophets, through the prophets, through the prophets' words, I've cut you down. I've told you about your ultimate destruction, the destruction that is imminent. And even so, haragtim b'imrefi, and it hasn't helped, because even though the prophets are prophesizing, but that only causes them to be killed. The people murdered Zechariah, they murdered Uriah, the prophets that came and said, you have to repent, God's going to bring destruction. This prophecy only led to their ultimate demise. So Hashem, so to speak, takes responsibility himself. Hashem says, I tried to cut you down through the prophets. Al ken chatzavti, I tried to cut you down be'imrei b'nevi'im, through the prophets. But the ultimate product was not that you, the Jewish people, took the rebuke, but rather haragtim, I caused their untimely death, the death of these prophets be'imrei fi, through the fact that they were quoting what I had to say. U'mishpatecha, o yetzei. And Hashem says, and if so, how could your case come to light, so to speak? This is in wonderment. If this is the way you're behaving, do you really think that you will come out just in this case? U'mishpatecha o yetze, and do you think that your case will come to light like this, that you'll be found innocent? Ki chesed chafatzti v'lo zavach v'dat Elohim me'olot. God says, I seek out your actions. Are your actions kind? That's what I want. I don't need your sacrifices. The people during this period, the period of the first temple, towards the end of the first temple, the people were sinning and murdering and stealing and taking other people's wives, doing all immoral activities. And then they thought, we're okay, we're offering sacrifices. So to speak, we'll offer the lip service, we're fine. God says, that's not so. Ki chesed chafatzti, I want you to be kind people. Velo zavach, I don't need your sacrifices. Your sacrifices aren't worth anything to me when you're immoral people. Vedat Elokim, and I want you to know me, Neolot, that's more important to me than sacrifices that are given to me as Ola sacrifices. Those are the sacrifices that are completely burnt in honor of God. The human being gets nothing of those sacrifices. God says, well, you know what? Those sacrifices, the Olot, they're not as precious to me as your knowledge of me. You should know me and behave in kind. Ve'heima ke'adam averu v'rit sham bagiduvi. God says, and they don't live up to their end of the deal. They are like Adam, ki Adam, like Adam HaRishon, like the first man. Averu v'rit, they have transgressed the covenant, and they have sham bagiduvi, and over there, just like he rebelled against God. He wasn't faithful in the Garden of Eden. So too, the Jewish people are not being faithful to Hashem. Where? In the very land that God gave them. Just like I gave Adam the Garden of Eden, and in that very Garden of Eden, he was unfaithful. So too, the Jewish people in the land of Israel, the very land that God granted them, they were unfaithful. And here again is a warning. A clandestine warning. God is saying, what happened to Adam when he was unfaithful? He was chased out of the Garden of Eden. So too the Jewish people, if you go in his ways, if you are unfaithful in the land of Israel, Hashem says, you too will be chased out. No, this isn't the Echatum, this is the Navi Tum. No, I'll read you the next pasuk in the Haftaratun and the Nechatun. You'll see the difference. The Haftaratun is Gilad Kiryat Pohaleyavin Akuba Midam. That's the Haftaratun. Now, if this were Echa, it would be in the next pasuk. I'll show it to you. Okay, the next pasuk will be easier. Gilad is a city that's filled with sinners, akuba midam, it is filled with people who are plotting and hiding in order to spill innocent blood. They're sitting in a ma'arav. Ma'arav is an ambush. Akuba midam, they're ambushing to spill innocent blood. So the Navi says, look at Gilad. Chazal tell us that Gilad was a Begilad Shchichi Rotzchim. In Gilad there were many murderers on the eastern side of the Jordan. In our parsha it says that the two tribes, Reuben and Gad, asked to live on the eastern side of the Jordan. And the deal was, if you want to stay on the eastern side of the Jordan, you have to leave, you have to go and fight the war, and then after the war you could come back and have that territory. Reuben and Gad insisted, no, we want the territory for our wives and children now, and we will cross into the land of Israel, we will help fight the wars. From the moment we cross into the land of Israel to help fight the wars, the territory should become ours. They went against Moshe's advice. Moshe said, go in, fight the wars. After you fight the wars, you'll come back. They said, no, we want it now. They got what they wanted. But what was the price that they paid? For 14 years, they were fighting wars, and their wives and children were alone on the eastern side of the Jordan. You had a whole generation of children growing up with single-parent homes. Rav Herschel Schechter says that's why we find that they were the most sinful, they were the murderers, they were the people who were exiled first from the land of Israel. Pasuk Tet. Uch chakeish gedudim. Chever kohanim derech yiratzecho shechma kizima asur. The Navi says, and just like groups of bandits are awaiting, uchechakei, like lechakot, and just like you have ish gedudim, men of bandits, they are waiting in ambush to take someone else down, so too, these people, Chevel Kohanim, I see bands of Kohanim, that they're going the ways of the bandits. Derech Yiratzchu Shechma, they all unite. Shechma is like Shechem. Shechem is a reference when people are all pushing this for the same goal. So I see bands of Kohanim, and they go like these groups of bandits to murder. Kizima Asu, and they do it in a way that they do it in a cunning way. How do they do it? Kizima asu, because they say, I didn't murder directly. How do they cause the murder? Because their filthy ways, their actions which are disgraceful, ultimately lead to murder. But they say, I didn't murder directly. I didn't do anything bad. You didn't see me lift a knife to someone's throat. So Hashem says, but the truth is they're the cause of these deaths. Now the this pasuk here, you can see the difference more easily between the Haftarah and the Eicha trap. The Haftarah trap is the way we read it. Uchechakeish gedudim chevel kohanim derech yiratzechu shechma. If this were Eicha, then it would be the following. Uchechakeish gedudim chevel kohanim.
It goes in context,
right. If we were reading the thought of Yeshayah, it would sound different. And we'll pick up over here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.